This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Relay for Life is the signature fundraising event for the American Cancer Society in support of cancer research, education, patient services, and advocacy. Relay for Life of Corona will take place this Saturday at Santana Regional Park starting at 9 a.m. Here to tell us more is Julie Pizzatola, Senior Development Manager for the American Cancer Society, and Tim Talbot, a team captain and event volunteer for Relay for Life of Corona. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Start by telling us what the American Cancer Society does for cancer patients.
Well, first, we fundraise. We fund free programs and services for anyone who needs us. At any point, they can call us 24 hours a day, and our helpline will assist them with helping them find resources such as doctors, mammograms, you name it, and we help them for free. Any kind of service that they need, it's free, and that's where Relay and some of our other fundraisers come on. That's what we're raising the money for. So everything that we do for our cancer patients is for free. We never ask for a penny.
And then what is Relay for Life about?
Relay for Life started 40 years ago. It was founded by a doctor named Gordy Clatt that wanted to go out and raise some money for some cancer patients up in Tacoma, Washington. So he was a runner. So he and his fellow doctors came out and they decided that they were going to run around a track for 24 hours. And that's what started the Relay for Life. The community came out and started supporting him. And the next year, Pat Flynn came out, which we call her the mother of Relay. And they started this revolution, which is now worldwide.
How did you first get involved with Relay for Life?
When I was in high school, my father had cancer, and he used the American Cancer Society's free programs and services to take him to radiation 5 days a week for 6 months. And we had a local event there in town. So I went and joined it, and I've been a volunteer ever since, and in 2009 I was able to become staff with the American Cancer Society.
For those who have never attended, what can they expect at a Relay for Life event?
There's different booths throughout the day. It's a 24-hour event. The Corona one is still a 24-hour event. There's different booths, there's games, there's food, there's themed laps, there's different things going on throughout the day. It's family friendly, bring everybody out. Everything that you buy, that all goes towards the American Cancer Society. So everything is a donation.
And we start our event with the Survivor's Lap. So we invite all the survivors to come out and they take our very first lap of the 24-hour event. And that's always fun to see when they're carrying the banner and they're wearing their purple and everyone's on the sidelines just rooting for them and cheering them on. And after that, they go into our survivor area where we give them a free breakfast and we have games for them throughout the day. They each get a goodie bag. It's probably one of the best parts of the event.
So the booths are made up of different teams which have done fundraising for the past year?
Yes.
And then there's a person from each team who is supposed to be on the track for the entire 24-hour event. What does that symbolize?
That symbolizes that cancer never sleeps and neither do we. So that was what Gordy Clatt started, that he could do one full day of staying awake and running the track to kind of live in the day of a cancer patient's life. And you know, they're when they start out on the track, they have a lot of energy, symbolizing when they first get diagnosed, they're positive, and as the day goes, they get tired. on the track while we're walking, as does a cancer patient during the middle of their treatment. And then at the end, when everyone's so excited that the event's over, treatment's over, that's what we can do to try and help them, along with raising awareness and bringing these services to them and their families.
And then each person who is on the track carries
a spirit stick.
A spirit stick. Tell us about those, because those are kind of fun.
Yeah. This year's theme is Dancing Through the Decades. So typically you would design a spirit stick. It's just anything that you want, just to show your team is on the track. So the idea is that spirit stick never leaves the track. You might leave the track to take a break, to go to the restroom, but that spirit stick is just passed along to your teammates and they continue walking for the full 24 hours.
Hence the relay. It's kind of like a relay baton. Right.
How do teams choose who's going to be on the track?
I guess it's just whoever volunteers. So we serve different food at our booth. So, you know, when there's a break or if somebody wants to take over, we'll run out, we'll take over. My mom usually is on the track the whole time. And this year, we're not sure if she'll make it, only because of my dad's prognosis. So we're hopeful, but we're going to pick up the slack for her.
We tell everyone to get a schedule and, you know, put walkers on there, but it's sometimes we have teams of just two or three people, or we'll have teams that have 30 or 50. So it's just a matter of, you know, how they can break up their time, if they can get visitors out there. But with that said, we don't police it. If they need to take a break, they can.
I'm speaking with Julie Pizzatola, Senior Development Manager for the American Cancer Society, and Tim Talbot, a team captain and event volunteer for Relay for Life of Corona. This is a benefit for the American Cancer Society. How does this event help fund the work of the American Cancer Society?
Well, all the funds that we raise go towards research. We funded 53 Nobel Prize winning researchers. Since 1946, we've given over $5 billion to research. The American Cancer Society is the largest funder of cancer research next to the U.S. government. And then it also helps bring drugs like tamoxifen for breast cancer. Last year, the FDA brought it out for women who are going through breast cancer, get to have ultrasound now for the density of their breasts. And so that's what we do. It's research, it's advocacy. We have a Cancer Action Network that is our sister organization that goes out and lobbies for funding. They lobby our senators and our Congress to go out and pass bills to help our cancer patients.
Why is it important for the community to come together for an event like this?
It's raising money for a great cause. In Corona, it's a smaller community. Everybody's been affected by cancer in some way, shape, or form. So if there's a chance to find a cure to beat this terrible disease, I think it's a great opportunity to raise funds and work towards that.
Also, it brings together people who might think they're alone, and they can come out and find out that they have a whole army behind them that's there to support them. And Relay is a family. Once you come out there, we know each other's names. We look forward to this event every single year, and we're just a big family.
Give us the logistics of this year's Relay for Life of Corona. When, where, all of that.
So it's this Saturday, May 17th. Again, it is a 24-hour event. It starts at 9 a.m. and it goes till 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. It's at Santana Park in Corona. It's pretty easy to find. It's a really big event. So look for the blow-ups, the jumpers for the kids, and just bring out the whole family. It's going to be a great time.
Tell us what kinds of activities we can look forward to there.
Well, we'll start, like I said earlier, with the Survivor Lap, which is my favorite. We do have live bands throughout the day. We're going to have some line dancing. We'll have hourly theme laps where, because our theme is Dancing with the Decades, our teams will be dressing up in like the 80s or the 50s, hoping to see some poodle skirts out there. And when they're not doing that, we'll have like cornhole tournaments. That we have a kids camp out there where the kids could come out and draw and paint and jump on jumpy houses. One team is bringing a dunk tank that we finally got approved for this year. It's just 24 hours of fun. At 9 o'clock at night, we have a very special ceremony called the Luminaria Ceremony, where teams have sold white like lunch bags all year long, and they decorate each one of them in honor or in memory of someone. And we line the track with that, and we light them with candles. We'll have a bagpiper that takes us on a silent lap with Amazing Grace. Then we have a slideshow afterwards with all the people that we've lost, we want to remember, celebrate. And we're going to have Midnight Madness this year with pizza and games. We're going to play Cahoots. There's just so much fun stuff happening, and it's going to go all night.
Is there a registration fee or a fundraising goal for participants?
No, there's no registration fee. You can sign up free on our website at relayforlife.org/CoronaCA. No registration fee. We do ask if you're able to register online. Just register. You can register just by yourself. You don't have to do anything fancy. Just come out and join us. And if you can't do it online, just come out and see us at our information booth and we'll get you signed up.
And are you looking for volunteers or team captains or sponsors?
Always. We're always looking for teams because that's how we grow this event and bring in more money and then just have a good time and get to know our community. So yeah, we're looking for teams. We're always looking for volunteers. We start setting up on Friday morning and we're tear down Sunday morning. So we're looking for volunteers at any time, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And then sponsors, we're always looking for sponsors. That's our mission here because fundraising is not all we do, but all we do depends on it.
We know that it's a 24-hour event and, you know, it sounds kind of scary for a volunteer, but even an hour of your time is valuable. You know, you don't have to volunteer for the whole day. And any time you can give is well appreciated.
Yeah, and our teams don't have to stay 24 hours either. We have a lot that do leave and they come back the next morning for closing ceremonies. And then we do have quite a handful that stay overnight and have a lot of fun.
And they camp out, right?
Yeah, they camp out. They bring their camping gear and they turn it into a family reunion, or companies will have employee appreciation out there, and it's just a great time.
What advice would you give to first-time participants?
Just come out, wear some sunscreen, and be prepared to have a great time.
Good shoes.
And good shoes, yeah. But again, there's no right or wrong answer. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Just come out, see the event, and just have a good time. You don't need to stay all day. Just come out.
Definitely. Make it what you want. Come out if you've never done it. See it for the first time. Get a feel of it. And I promise you'll be leaving saying, how are we going to do this better next year?
What's your biggest hope for this year's relay?
Mine is just to be able to honor and celebrate every cancer survivor that we can. Remember those that we've lost. And of course, we have a monetary goal we want to reach. And we're getting closer and closer every day. So that would be my personal goal.
I've been speaking with Julie Pizzatola, Senior Development Manager for the American Cancer Society, and Tim Talbot, a team captain and event volunteer for Relay for Life of Corona. Tell us again where people can go to sign up, learn more, or donate.
They can go to relayforlife.org/CoronaCA. That's our website. We keep it updated on a daily basis, and they can donate there as well.
And anything else you want us to know?
If you have a few minutes or an hour or two, just stop by and say hi. Give us a call if you want to join up. We're here to help you do that.
Thank you so much for coming in today, and we'll see you this Saturday at Relay for Life.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.